Friends, you are now listening to WLS, the voice of Prairie Farmer, Chicago.
The makers of Johnson's Auto Wax salute you with another salvo of stirring syncopation and self-starting sagas with Rico Martelli's orchestra, the Three Kings, the Bennett Sisters, the Johnson Wax Set, Lynn Martin, and Marion and Jim as our two waggish wanderers, Fibber McGee and Molly. Colonel Martelli and his confederates cross the Johnson, Waxon, pardon me, the Mason and Dixon line with "It's an Old Southern Custom and I'll Take the South." Swing it, y'all. Ever stop to think that a faded, dirty, and discolored car will create an unfavorable impression of the owner just as quickly as an untidy home or a shabby personal appearance? Now, please don't misunderstand me. I don't mean that you've got to drive a new car to look respectable. It's the appearance of your car that counts. Whether your car is new or old, Johnson's new easy-to-use auto cleaner will restore the finish, and a coat of Johnson's quick-to-apply auto wax will protect it and give you a car you'll be proud to be seen in anywhere and anytime.
You take the north, ooh, I'll take the south. You take the Alps, or take Paris. But as for me, I'll take the south. Now whether it's Virginia, Tennessee, or sunny Caroline, anything that's happening down below that Mason-Dixon line, take the east, take the west. You can take the north, I'll take the south.
Martelli and his men telling us it's an old Southern custom, we'll go along as far as Washington, D.C. with Fibber and Molly as they are driving into the Capitol.
My, my, it's a real pretty town, ain't it, McGee? Real progressive.
Oh, I don't know, Molly. They ain't got past their ABCs when it comes to naming the street. A Street and B Street, C Street.
Oh, look, McGee. Huh? There's the Washington Monument.
Washington Monument, huh? Must be a pretty dead town if they got to put up a monument first.
Oh, it is for George Washington, isn't it? The father of his country.
Oh.
Remember him, McGee? He never told a lie.
Oh, no. How about that there yarn about him throwing a dollar across the Potomac?
It was the truth, that was.
Oh, yeah. Shucks, a dollar wouldn't flutter more than 2 foot.
And why wouldn't it?
Not unless he wrapped a rock into it. Why, shucks, you can't
throw it. Oh, it was a silver dollar, foolish.
Oh, well. Well, he didn't do any more than what Roosevelt done. Tossed it from bank to bank. Don't you get it, Molly? I says he...
That ain't funny, McGee.
Okay.
You better find out where we're heading. This is the second time we've come around this way.
Okay. I'll ask that fellow over there in the doorway. He's a senator. I'll pull over there. Gotta get them brakes fixed.
Quit blowing the horn, McGee. It ain't respectful.
Well, I'm just trying to get that there senator's attention.
Don't wake him up or he'll start making a speech, McGee. How do do you know he's a senator?
Well, it says so under his hat.
Oh, 'tis just like the Rotary Club. They label him now. Yoo-hoo! Senator!
Hey, don't blow no more, Molly. Here he comes.
Yes, and taking his hat off like a true representative of the people.
You betcha. Good evening, Senator.
Evening, folks. But say, I ain't...
Sure, I know. You ain't supposed to sleep there, but we won't say nothing to the president. Is this the right way to get downtown, Senator?
Yes, sir. But
I know. You ain't from our state, but shucks, Senator. Well, we ain't fussy.
My, it's real twisty streets you have in Washington, Senator.
Yes, ma'am. The streets are laid out like a wheel.
A wheel, huh? They tell me the Republicans is planning to put a spoke into it.
Be quiet, McGee. You don't know if his religion is Republican or Democrat.
Oh, I'm a socialist, ma'am.
Oh, society, eh? Say, what you think of the NRA, Senator?
Well, I don't know. The NRA was...
Yep, that's it, Senator. I mind the time I writ the letter to the president, and I says, Frank, I says, listen, I says, this here Blue Eagle is a mistake, I say. And you know why? Why? Well, I could imagine him saying. Well, says I, a Blue Eagle ain't natural. Eagles don't come into blue shades, I said. If you want a bluebird for happiness, I says, or an eagle for meanness, take one or the t'other, but you can't have a mean bluebird or a happy eagle, I says. And look what happened. The Supreme Court...
McGee, you know nothing about it at all. Senator, the first time McGee ever saw one of them blue eagles in the window, he went in and asked for bird seed.
But listen, folks, I tell you, I ain't...
I know, Senator. You ain't supposed to tell state secrets out of session, but... It's okay. You know, I was going to run for Congress once myself.
Oh, is that so? On what ticket?
Round trip.
Who, me? No, sir. I was going to run onto a free postage ticket. Why, I
have... Senators and congressmen don't have to use any stamps anyway. They just frank the envelope.
Oh, Frank, in honor of the president, I suppose.
But listen, I ain't...
No, sir, you ain't taking up a bit of our time, Senator. Matter of fact, that's what we come here for. Was to talk to you boys up there on the hill and give you a few suggestions.
But I tell you...
How you take this here share the wealth idea, Senator? What do you think of that? Not official, of course. Just man to man.
Well, I think that...
That's just what I always said. Share the wealth and spoil the fun, I said. Now, suppose you had $1,000,000 and suppose I just had $2.
What do you mean, suppose?
Well, sir, then suppose the idea was to kind of distribute the money all around again. Why, shucks, that'd ruin business. Get so the bond salesman wouldn't know who to call up next. They'd have to start making gold-plated time clocks for millionaires to punch when they come down to work. And all the filling station attendants would start taking 3 hours for lunch. No, sir. It ain't practical, says I.
Listen, folks, please.
Now, forget it, Senator. You ain't holding us up a bit. Now, how about this here utility holding company business? Well, if there was no holding companies, what in comfort would they do with all the bags? Somebody's got to hold him. And I stand with this here Grover LaFollette when he says, of the people, for the people, and by the people. If you can't buy the people, just borrow them till after election.
McGee, now maybe the senator's got to go answer his mail.
He can send a telegram, can't he? Listen, Senator, I always says that what this here country needs is a third party.
We was never invited to the first two, McGee.
A third party. Chucks, we already got the donkey and the elephant, and they both got long ears and thick skins and big feet. So what we need is something delicate, like a potato bug party or a hummingbird party.
Don't start a pelican party, McGee. Think what a big bill they'd put in.
Yeah. Well, sir, Senator, I always say...
Say, I can't talk no more, folks. Please don't call me Senator.
Oh, are you just a representative? McGee, you said you saw the word Senator on his hat.
I did.
Oh, that don't say Senator. It says janitor.
Janitor?
I run this building.
Oh, just a shoveler in.
But I'll be...
Come on.
Hey, where are you going?
Well, the janitor was really hurt at being taken for a mere senator. You know, you just can't take anything for granted nowadays, can you? For instance, when we look at our diminutive dispenser of song, Lynn Martin, we can hardly believe her when she says, I'm just an ordinary human.
Oh, just an ordinary human. You will never find my name within a hall of fame. I'm just an ordinary human with an extraordinary love for you. I'll never be a Rockefeller, never see my name in life or climb to social heights. I'm just an ordinary human with an extraordinary love for you. Anything I say or do, I wouldn't call original or witty. But the things I say to you, though simple in meaning, are right from the heart. I'll never headline in the paper, for a dreamer I must be. Don't blame me, can't you see? I'm just an ordinary human with an extraordinary love for you. Darling, you're outstanding, you're as sweet as anyone can be. Darling, how I love you, but what on earth can you see in me? I'm just an ordinary human. You will never find my name within the Hall of Fame. I'm just an ordinary human with an extraordinary love for you. I'll never be a Rockefeller, never see my name in life or climb to social heights. I'm just an ordinary human with an extraordinary love for you. Anything I say or do, I wouldn't call original or witty. But the things I say to you, though simple in meaning, are right from the heart. I'll never headline in the paper, for a dreamer I must be. Don't blame me, can't you see? I'm just an ordinary human with an extraordinary love for you.
Now I have a real message for you from the Johnston...
Yes, folks, as I was saying to my friend Harpo here...
Not Harpo, Harlow, H-A-R-L-O-W.
What does it spell backwards?
Nothing.
Oh, the same both ways, eh? Yes, sir, folks, I'll never forget the time I was crossing the Palabula Bay into my car on a ferry boat, when up come a big wave and my car plunged off on the edge of the deck into 42 fathoms of salt water. Quick as a flash, I closed up the windows and turned on the light as I sank down to the bottom of the bay. Well, sir, I was down there in the bottom of the bay in my car for 13 days and 11 nights.
Whoa, 13 days and 11 nights. I can't figure that out, River.
I know. It was pretty deep for me, too. Well, sir, I lived on clams and oysters and lobsters that come swimming in between the floorboards. And when they finally dredged me up, I was real glad, because the air was beginning to get kind of bad, and I needed a clean shirt and a shave. Well, sir, when I scraped the mud off in the car, I found it was brown instead of gray on account of all the iodine into the seawater. But the coat of Johnson's Auto Wax onto it hadn't been affected at all. No, sir, it was still gleaming and glistening like...
McGee, will you sit down and quit pestering Mr. Wilcox? Can't you see the poor man is all a flutter?
Oh, don't mind him, Molly. You know how often them polo players get hit on the head.
Oh, you're going to ad-lib, eh? Well, we wouldn't recommend plunging to the bottom of the bay to test out your Johnson's Auto Wax. But in spite of all the sun and storm wear and tear on your car, we can say that if you want your car's finish to glitter and sparkle as it did the day you bought it, try Johnson's amazing new Auto Wax and Auto Cleaner. Now, first, I'm going to say something about the cleaner. Because if you've tried others that take lots of time and muscle work and even damage the paint job, you'll marvel at this modern miracle worker that seems to work like magic. The entire principle of Johnson's Auto Cleaner is new and totally different, for it actually takes less time and less muscle work and positively will not injure the finish in any way. Now all you do to restore the finish on your car is pour a little of the creamy white liquid on a cloth, rub it lightly over the finish, let it dry to a fine white powder, and rub it off again quickly and easily. And once again, your car will shimmer in the sunlight, bright as the day you saw it on the showroom floor. For Johnson's Auto Cleaner polishes as it removes every trace of greasy film and gritty dirt. Your car will shine again like a morning in May. And that, curiously enough, is your cue, Marcelli, for a morning in May. Get ready for another of our shortwave miracles. It's easy enough to get the radio into the studio, but here we're putting the studio into the radio and coming out in Washington, D.C., where Fibber and Molly have struck up an acquaintance with the bellboy in their room at the hotel. Listen.
I suppose a lot of big men stay at this here hotel, boy.
Sure. Big men on little expense accounts, McGee.
Yes, there's lots of government folks stays here.
I thought so. You can just set that there ice water down any place, boy.
Yes, but this here ice water...
I know, it's for the customers of the hotel. Wonder if there's any other G-men staying here, boy.
G-man, boy?
Who, me? Why, shucks, boy. You mean to tell me you never heard of Slippery McGee, the slick sleuth of the Secret Service?
No, is you him?
Yep, I'm him.
I'm he.
Who?
Him.
Oh, me. Yes, sir, boy. Many's the time, most any place into the country, you could hear the roar of my three guns ring out into the night air. Bang, bang.
Bang, bang ain't but two guns.
I know. I always kept the silencer on to the third gun.
Have you got it with you, McGee? The silencer, I mean.
Well, sir, boy, you better set that ice water down someplace.
I know, but the bell cabin says
right on the table there is okay.
But, boy...
Well, sir, I'll never forget the time I was assigned to the Cooper Duke counterfeiting case. The Cooper Dukes was a tough gang that specialized in making counterfeit nickels.
And why should anybody waste their time making bum nickels, McGee?
That's the first thing I says to the chief. I says, chief, I says, taking out a little cloth and polishing my badge with a touch of Johnson's auto cleaner.
McGee, quit the advertising. You're on government business.
Oh, yeah. Well, sir, I says to the chief, I says, chief, I says, why should anybody waste time with counterfeiting nickels, I says. I don't know, says he. You got any clues, McGee? Sure, says I, like a flash. Okay, says he, turning back to his detective magazine. Go get him. Okay, says I, dead or alive?
Dead, of old age.
Well, sir, I put on my false mustache and my rubber-soled shoes and took my liniment.
What was that for?
The liniment? Oh, them counterfeiting cases was always a pain in the neck, boy. Well, sir, as I says, I took my magnifying glass, my ironwood club.
I always thought them clubs was hickory.
Well, they was originally, but us detectives kept busting them and got docked for it.
Oh, a bunch of hickory dockery dicks.
Don't be monkeying with the majesty of the law, Molly. Well, sir, boy, out I went, wearing disguise number 37A.
What was that?
Disguise number 37A?
Yeah.
Let's see now, 37A. As I remembered, boy, that was either a Lithuanian fisherman or a roller skating instructor. No, 39B was the Lithuanian fisherman, or was it? No, that was 28J. Oh, yes, I remember. 37A was a G-man.
Why, I thought you said you was disguised, McGee.
Well, I was. You see, the smartest thing you can do is the obvious. So I think if I look like a G-man, they'll think I'm a paper hanger. But if I disguise myself as a paper hanger, they'll suspect me of being a G-man. And many's the time with my back to the wall,
I... Who ever heard of a paper hanger with his back to the wall?
Did you get them fellas that was making the bum nickels, ball?
Did I get them? You betcha. Flicker and a whistle. You better put that ice water down someplace, boy. You'll get tired holding it.
I know, but the bell cabin, he's...
I see. Well, sir, to make the long story the right length, I walks right over to the park, sits down, and starts thinking.
Was there squirrels in the park, McGee?
No, I don't think so. Oh, all right, all right. If you don't want to hear about it, I'll keep still.
Fine.
Okay, boss, I'll just tell the bell captain.
Well, sir, I finally got it. Nickels, I think. Nickels. What do you use nickels for? Telephone? Chewing gum?
And did you?
Did I what?
Did you chew gum, gumshoe?
Then it come to me. Like a flash. Them rolling ball games. So I went to where them last counterfeit nickels had been passed out and started playing them games.
Did you win, ball?
What's that got to do with the case? Well, sir, I played game after game, watching all the other players out of the corner of my eye. All my senses alert, you might say.
Mostly your five senses, McGee. Don't you get it, McGee?
It ain't funny, Molly. Oh. Well, sir, I spotted a fella that was acting kind of suspicious. So when he goes out, I walks over to the machine he was playing, wipes the fingerprints off onto a cloth, and follows him out.
How come you all wipe off them fingerprints, Ball?
So's I could examine them at leisure when I got home.
Oh.
Yeah, great thing, science. Well, sir, I couldn't shadow him on account of it was a cloudy day. So I walked in front of him, thus diverting suspicion off of myself. You see through it?
And how did you know where he was going, McGee?
Shucks, Molly, I guess you don't understand detective work very good. I was walking ahead of the suspect, you see, so he was behind me. All I had to do was duck around the corner and slip on disguise 59K.
What was that, McGee?
59K was done with two clothing store dummies I always carried along. I dressed him up like Mahatma Gandhi. And myself, too. Shucks, the fella thought we was just three sheets in the wind. Well, sir, finally he ducked into a doorway, and then pulling my guns, I bust into the house after him, and I seen four tough-looking fellas playing poker. Up with your hands, I says, and they all showed me what they held. Shucks, there wasn't nothing over two pair in the lot. But just as I was about to slap the handcuffs on him, one pulls a gun and starts shooting.
Straight, I hope.
Shucks, you can't expect a counterfeiter to be a straight shooter, Molly. Well, sir, I just laughed, with them bullets flying around me like a bunch of dad-ratted hornets. But I had me my bulletproof necktie on, and I kept waving it between me and them. It come in as a plain blue silk and went out a polka dot pattern. Well, sir, I had them then, and they noticed. So what does they do but rushes into another room and starts swallowing them nickels by the handful, destroying the evidence. They had so many nickels it took a 10-ton truck to get them to the police station.
What did the law do, boss? Send them up?
No, sir, boy. They melted them down and sent them to the mint. And that's how... Hey, where are you going with my ice water, boy?
I was going to room 746 and it ain't your ice water in the first place. And then the second place, it ain't ice water by now. I know how.
Well,
I
just... now can you imagine me letting him into the inside workings of the... That's all the gratitude the government has.
May we tell you right here that your love will probably hooray for you when you call for her in that gleaming, smart-looking car that Johnson's Auto Wax has just rescued from a life of obscurity. When I told you a few minutes ago about Johnson's sensational new auto cleaner, you heard only half the story. For after you've restored the finish on your car with the cleaner, you can give it lasting protection with Johnson's easy-to-use Auto Wax. This remarkable new time-saving, car-saving Auto Wax is probably different than anything you've ever tried before. It's easy to use, yet it dries to a flint-like armor that fairly glitters in the sunlight. And because dirt and grit can't stick to this hard, smooth, protective coat, it isn't necessary to wash your car nearly as often. And remember, Johnson's Wax will protect the finish from ruin by weather. So a few cents invested now will increase the resale value of your car later on. Simply go to your regular Johnson's Wax dealer or filling station. Buy Johnson's Auto Wax and cleaner at the special combination price of 98 cents for the two. And you will be given free a regular 40-cent can of black touch-up enamel. This offer is also good in Canada. Or you can have your regular garage or service station clean and wax your car if you prefer. But make sure that Johnson's Auto Wax and Cleaner are used. And we'll expect you back next Monday at this same time.
Yes, when we're going... folks, me and Harpo here will tell you about the time when I was a lifeguard. Beauty McGee, they called me. The brave, bold boss of the bathing beach. I'll tell you how I saved a gorgeous blonde-haired...
McGee?
How I saved that there skinny cross-eyed gal from down. Chuck, Molly, I was just telling her.
Well, there you are. Bring your bathing suit and we'll all plunge into this same wavelength with Fibber McGee and Molly. Remember, come to this same beach next Monday night at this hour. You'll find McGee on the platform, hot dogs to your left, ice cream cones to your right, and Johnson's Auto Wax at your nearest dealer. This is Harlow Wilcox. In disguise number 73X. Good night. This program came to you from our Chicago studios. This is the National Broadcasting Company.